Blog Talk Radio.
Band this morning. We'll be right back with a third generation band. Are you on the air?
Yes, this is Vaughn McLaren.
Vaughn McLaren, how are you, Vaughn?
Oh, fine. How you doing?
Tell us about what's coming up on the fourth of April, Friday night. What are we having on the 4th of April?
Yes, man, we're having a wonderful grand opening at the Hanson Hall VFW Post 8950. 9800 Good Luck Road, Latta, Maryland, with the third generation band featuring Tia. And I'll be playing also on another part of the building. But it's going to be a wonderful beginning at a new hookup. It's going to start at 7 p.m. and at 1 a.m. in the morning. This is a great group, the third generation, very powerful, very strong, very humble, real folks. They're previously Channel Inn performers at the Channel Inn on downtown in Southwest. But that's going to be a wonderful start. A lot of great folks coming. Free parking, great talent, great drinks, all the good things.
And what time is it?
And I'll be doing 7 o'clock p.m. until 1 a.m. There are two parts of the building, and there's expected to be a great turnout of a lot of great folks. And I'll be doing a one-man band show on the other side of the building. So, and the admission is free. The first time is completely free. And also, there's some numbers people can call if they need to get proper directions. The first number is 301-459-4775 or 240-463-1170. This is going to be a wonderful evening, great entertainment and camaraderie and a lot of past relationships that have been bonded in other parts of town are coming together all at one time here on that evening.
And it starts at what time?
Starts at 7 o'clock p.m., ends at 1 a.m. in the morning.
And what time will you be starting? What time will you be on?
Okay, I'll be playing from 7 until 10, and that'll be on another part of the building, which will be the canteen area. And I'll be doing my thing, which is a one-man band show where I perform a lot of past artists, current artists. I'll be playing two keyboards, singing, and entertaining people in general. That's my thing. I love to entertain folks. I love to see people lifted, happy from the heart, and it'll just be a wonderful start of something brand new. I don't think folks have seen this combination of entertainment in a long time.
Fantastic. We're going to take a break right back with Tia.
You have it on mute. Just turn it
to Tia, are you on the air? Tia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing tomorrow night and how it's going to be as far as what the U.S. and you've been seeing with the channel and for over 20 years. Give us a background and what we expect to see from you.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Well, Third Generation Band and I, like Russell said, we're at the channel in for about 20 years. We came in after several other groups, and so we had to step up to the plate and be the channel in house band for that long. We didn't realize we were there that long, actually, because, you know, the years go by so fast, and you just look up, and it's been 20 years. So we built quite a following there. We do all kinds of music. It's very diverse, you know, from oldies to goodies to new stuff across the board. You know, we do R&B, we do pop, hip-hop, jazz, a little bit of everything.
That is really interesting. I mean, I have been experiencing the channel and the band, and when you come on, it lights up the whole entire atmosphere of the channel. And we're expecting to have that same camaraderie, that same excitement at the VFW. Tell us where the VFW is located.
VFW is 9800 Good Luck Road. It's in Atlanta, Maryland. And it's going to be in Hanson Hall. It's a nice location. It's got free parking. It's a larger than the Channel Inn, but it has that same warm, homey feeling. So I think that though people may squabble a little bit because, you know, everyone's used to being at the Channel Inn, I think if they just get outside of their comfort zone for a moment, they'll probably end up making this their home. They could very well make it their home. It has a bar. It has tables. It has nice lighting. They have great food, and their food will be served all night. So people who want food all night will be able to grab it. They have quite a diverse menu, you know, fish, chicken, the works, you know.
Well, that's what it's all about, a place to come to feel comfortable, to relax, to feel at home, but also the entertainment is such an increment part of people's attitude when they go out. They want to enjoy the camaraderie of each other, the drinks, the food, but also the entertainment. Is Bubba there? Is he on the air with us?
I don't know.
Okay, fantastic. We're going to take a little break and be right back. We'll be right back with the Third Generation Band.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. The Third Band. How did y'all get started? Give us a background on how that band got started and how you got to come together as a band.
Well, to tell you the truth, Eric Johnson, who was a drummer at the Channel Inn for many, many years, was putting together a band. He called each of us. And that's how it began. You know, he just called me one day and said, hey, you want to sing the Channel Inn? And I think he did the same with Bubba and Harlan. There were several keyboard players to come and go. But we turned out to be the entity that stayed.
When it comes to bands, is it a harmony of each other, or what makes a band really click? What makes y'all come together and have such a great union and makes it such an opportunity for people to really enjoy it? What makes that happen?
Well, you know, it clicks, I think, because we've just been together so long. Now we're like brothers and sister, and we love each other. And then when you have been with each other for so long, you can't help but start to mesh. And so they know me, I know them, you know, we can control each other, so to speak. And we have a lot of fun together because we have been together for so long, so we kind of know what, you know, the other person might do.
What really is exciting about a band and a singer like yourself is the lyrics. How do you remember all those words to all those songs without having the song or the sheet in front of you? How is that possible?
Well, you want me to give away a trade secret, because sometimes I don't remember the words. I just make it up as I go. Nobody knows the difference. But for the most part, I practice, you know, I listen to the song everywhere I go, in my car, anywhere that I go that I can have music in my ear. I listen to the songs because I kind of feel like you can't really tell a story unless you know the story. So I listen to the story of the song, and then I learn it that way. Once I sing it in my mind and continually sing it, practice it over and over the way that the artist has done it, then I can make it my own because I'm telling my version of the story.
Vaughn, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, totally, yes, sir.
Give us the background of you, Vaughn, because you have been such an intimate part of the Channel N. You played several times at the Channel N. How did you get involved with Third Generation?
Well, first I began to listen to them as an entertainment thing, and they're a totally wonderful, wonderful band. They're real, they're down to earth, and they have the ability to play any types of music. So I continue to listen and visit down to the Channel. And at one point, I was playing with the Third Generation band at one point as a keyboard player. And then I made a transition, and it went on to a different thing. But that's how I got started with that. And as time went on, I went into my one-man band situation. I was a band leader for 12 years in a different state. I've had about 14 groups that I put together. I'm a composer, actor, dancer, singer, entertainer, pianist, vocalist, and I began to put that together to do my own thing. But the friendliness and the down-to-earthness of Generation Band, that it helped me to move up. It helped me to feel better about self. And I also was able to extend my personality into my music, which I had been able to feel for a long time until I was around such friendly folks where the hearts are open, and they helped me to move forth and to move up. But I must say that Bubba and Harlan and Kenny, that's the drummer, the keyboardist, bass player, they're awesome, and all they do is lend an even more awesome backing to Lady Tia. She's an awesome personality. She has great charisma, and her vocal attributes range from jazz to R&B to gospel to ballads, and it goes all around the place. I do many different singers, from Lou Rawls to Teddy Pendergrass to Smokey to Nat King Cole to George Benson, and it goes on and on. So it's a very positive outlet in every kind of way.
Well, that's what people are looking for. When it comes to a band, they have to enjoy the camaraderie of the band. They have to see the chemistry up there on the stage. It flows out into the audience. And you have a dual aspect. Tell us about this Sunday night open mic. What is the Sunday night open mic about? Tia, give us a background on that.
Well, you know, Channel N has one thing I can say about them. Their open mic is with a live band. It's not karaoke. It's with a live band. So and they've had it for Wednesday nights and Sunday nights to Channel N. So it was just going to be a continuation of that. And trust me, on Sunday nights, it's a lot of musicians. The whole place is jam-packed with nothing but musicians, really, in the audience. And they have a good time singing with each other, playing with each other. It's just a wonderful experience, and they wanted to keep that going. So that's also going to be happening on Sunday night at VFW. The same one.
I believe that's a void that needs to be filled. When you're talking about an open mic with live band on Sunday night at the VFW, that is something that is going to attract people from all over Virginia, D.C., and Maryland. People have a tendency to want to come out to an open mic jam session where they can come and actually be with the band and hone in on their craft. Is it correct to say that some musicians use that format to actually improve their performance. It's an opportunity to come out and sing live with a band and actually enhance what they do. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is definitely the truth. It's like woodshedding, really, and especially if you're just starting out or some people just do it just to come out and sing because it's kind of relaxing because you're not working. You don't have to be there. You come out because you love what you do, and so you just want to come out and show your talent and share it with others. But it is a woodshed for younger people or for people who are just coming out and just deciding that they want to sing. This is the way they should come and get used to singing in front of an audience on the microphone and getting tips from other folks that they listen to.
They can actually work the room. They can walk around the room, put the mic out, perform, and make it what I call an experience for people in the audience. How is the audience when it comes to open mic? Do they like the idea of not knowing who's going to come up next, or do they like the idea of having some kind of format or listing of who's going to perform? What is the aspect of that either way, not knowing or knowing? What's better for the audience?
I'm sure that when I was woodshedding like that, I was a little nervous to come up. You know, you're young, you're new at it. I don't mean young necessarily in age, but just maybe not as experienced performing in front of large crowds. So it just gives you a chance. I think that the audience, being musicians, and even if they weren't, are very receptive and open and, you know, push each other on, help each other. They give, you know, they clap, they give everybody the same amount of respect, regardless of where you are in your talent at the time. So it's really a very family-oriented environment.
May I interject one thing, Russ and Tia, is that I've noted that when I'm sitting in the open mic audience, the audience is always very respectful of whoever has the nerve to go up and to show what they can do. There's never a booing or anything like that. So that's one of the reasons why a lot of people like to continue to go up there, is to get a chance to get the real deal.
So it's not like an Apollo Theater aspect. So if a person comes up there and they really can't sing, the audience is considerate. They don't let them or want them to get off. They actually let them finish the whole song.
Well, yes, they from what I've seen, they let them finish. They applaud them. They give them the level of respect. But it's never, I've never noticed a booing or rejection type, you know, attitude. There's always an acceptance of what they've stepped up to the plate to do.
Yes,
We're waiting to hear from Bubba. He's the bass player. Tell us a little bit about Bubba. Is he on the air? I don't think he's coming on yet. Give us a little bit of background about Bubba, and he's actually the lead of the band. Is that correct?
Yes, he is.
Give us a little bit of background on Bubba.
Bubba's the bad bass player. I'm not experienced in what Bubba did a lot before, but I know he played a lot. He played with Peaches and Herb. He's played with lots of folks. I'm not sure. I'm not sure all the bands that he's played with, but he's been around for a very long time. And
What about the individual who plays the xylophone? Is he part of your band, or is he going to be part of the band, or is he someone who comes this periodically?
Well, it's interesting. He was sitting in with us, and he was making his money through tips and, you know, us giving him money, not from the channel, and he wasn't on a salary or anything. He came because he wanted to play in the woodshed and, you know, and get his chops up, I guess. And we'd love to have him at the moment because we're sort of not sure where we're always going to be. And, you know, we're trying to make our way now. We're used to being one place all the time. Now we're going to be moving around a lot. So we do plan to incorporate him. That's one of the reasons why we really need our quote-unquote fans to follow us and come and be with us and help us out, help us get these things started so that we can be in a position where we can hire. His name was Henry Manning.
Fantastic. I believe that what you're doing is needed. It's a void in this town. once the Pier 7 Channel N closed down, that final night, I saw in the audience all of the sadness, the aspect of what we're going to do, where we're going to go, how we're going to make it now, what am I going to do on a Friday night? Producing this event on Friday at a venue where they can come, sit down, get a nice cocktail, get good food, see the band. And as always, the band is personable to the people. On break, the band don't just go back in a room somewhere and hide. The band comes out and socializes with the individuals in the audience. So the band members are known by the people who come see the band, which is essence. Part of my greatest thrill was to come and sit on the couch and have Tia come and sit on the couch and watch the people just surround her and just give her her acclimate and wait for her to go on. That is a good part of the band. Is that going to be something that's going to be also continued at the VFW?
That will always be there with me anyway. I appreciate the people who appreciate me because I do what I do, you know, for you guys, for everybody that's in the audience. I give 200% when I'm there, and I get the most out of it. But I have to say that the folks at the Channel N were always so supportive of us. And I feel like, you know, it's been a blessing to be able to perform that long, that many years. And a lot of the places in that area had closed down, but, you know, Channel N stood tall. So I appreciate them. And to be honest, we tried, you know, in thinking about that Friday night gig that we'll be doing at Hanson Hall, we thought very carefully about the Channel N crowd and what they would like and how they would like this and would they like that. And we included them in our design of this evening. So I feel like, yeah, it will be the same. Nothing's going to change in that sense. And there are plenty of things to do there. There are lots of room where you can go and sit if you want to. You can go dance. You can play slot machines. You can play pool. You know, then you can go listen to Vaughn. Well, if you want a little, take a break sometimes from us, you can move around a little bit. And it's enough room to do all of that. And it's a very nice atmosphere. And the people that work there are very respectful and looking very hard at they're very anxious to be there for us. So I think it's going to be a nice place, a nice transition for them.
Yes.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want Ron to come up and give us some comments on how long he's been around.
Okay.
Vaughn McLaren, give us a take on you, Vaughn. How long have you been at the Pier?
Well, man, I've been in the industry for about 25 years plus. I once played for a while for Reverend Al Green. I played Hammond organ during the time that the gospel song, Everything's Gonna Be All Right, He's Coming Back. I was a little part of that. And I've been doing a thing for a number of years down south. I had several groups. One was titled Trip Life and Time 7. And we had a lot of write-ups. We were the first black group to be written up in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And I've also done quite a lot of solo work. I've traveled quite a bit. I've traveled to about 36 countries at this point. And I believe God has blessed me with a gift that he's given me to help lift folks, to lift people up. I'm a writer. I'm a composer. And I sit back and I watch what goes on during a period of time. You know, as you look at historically, the music that is written complements the years that they go by, and that's what complements and also gives a history of what has been done. So I'm constantly watching for subjects to write about. I've written some gospel tunes. I've done some R&B and things of that nature. One of the gospel tunes I wrote, I am writing actually, is called I Almost Forgot Who My Father Was. Sometimes people tend to backslide in terms of things. They're the ones that are doing things. So I'm inspired by a lot of things. And I have been aspiring in my acting field. I write songs in terms of some plays I've been in. I've been in a few movies. But it's been about a span 25-plus years over a period of time. And God has blessed me to be in front of the right people. I've been on the Fantastic Voyage, the first two voyages, 2000-2001, performed on that, and that went around in terms of the radio broadcast. And I've been introduced to a lot of folks through God's hands. So I've been out there a bit, kind of doing my thing.
I think we had Bubba on now. Bubba, are you on?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Welcome aboard. This is All About You radio show in the morning, networking at its best. Give us, Bubba, we've been waiting for you to come on. You are really the glue that keeps this together. You are the man who actually is the leader of the band. Tell us a little bit about you and how you got started and what made you be such an increment part of this band.
Oh, wow. Well, I got started a long time ago. It was way back in the high school. Playing music, kidding around, with my first song ever learned, Getting Ready by Rare Earth, Motown. That's where it started from there. And then along the years, you know, I got a chance to, opportunity to get into different bands, high school bands. And after high school, I got a chance to play with my first concert group, Skip Mahoney and the Casuals. And from there, after that, it was Pieces of Her. We got a chance to do a little tour with them for a while. And after that, I got a chance to land a good, I call it a house job, at Channel N Restaurant, Pier 7. And it was like, I think I was there for almost about 20 years. And that was kind of like home to me. And unfortunately, it's not there anymore. So right now, we have another place where we're getting ready to try to get into VFW. We want to try to make that the new Channel N home. And a lot of people so far seem like they might follow us over there. We got a lot of support and hope that will be a nice home. But anyway, getting away from that part, that's pretty much it, you know, all together, how that started, you know, and we'll probably end right now in a moment.
That's excellent. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. I want each of you to give us a closing statement and explain to the listeners out there why it's so important to be at the Hanson Arms BFW on Friday and every Friday. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you, networking at its best every day from 10 to 10:30. We have a special guest, the Third Generation Band, who is going to be performing every Friday at the VFW at 9800 block of Good Luck Road. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be an opportunity for you to come out. Not only can you come out and hear the band, you can come out with great atmosphere of interacting with people, mature adults. You can also have the music from a DJ. You can also have line dancing. You can also have awesome listening to Vaughn McLaren. But we want each and every one of you to give us your closing statements and really let the listeners know why the Channel N don't have to die with the tearing down of the Channel N. It can live on in the spirit of the VFW. Tia, you go first. Ladies first. Go ahead, Tia.
Thank you. Well, you know, it doesn't have to die because
I mean, that was then and this is now. We have to find a new place to be. And I realized Channel N is like a cult. You know, we just had to be there every week, whenever days we had to be there. But now we're at the Hanson Inn on Friday night. And I really think, like I said before, because we designed it especially for our folks at the Channel Inn, in addition to anybody new who wants to come and check it out. And we really need your support because without you, we cannot do it. But I guarantee you that if you come, you'll enjoy it and you'll want to come back more and we can keep on bringing you the best music ever.
Fantastic. Vaughn, you're up next. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to say that one of the main things about Channel Inn and the band, Third Generation Band, myself, etc. All of us are coming strictly from the heart, and that's what it's all about. The folks over at the Hanson Hall that I've seen, they're all about the heart, about having fun, being real, keeping it real, and doing things to lift each other up. So that's the most important thing, that you can go somewhere, be yourself, have as much fun as you want to, and look forward to a new creative thing to put a smile on your face. You know, we kind of say to people, turn that frown upside down, put a smile in your heart. And that's where you're going to find that, at Hanson Hall, every Friday with Third Generation Band and myself. So please, whatever you do, do come out.
Bubba, what is your closing statements?
What I like about Channel 8 crowds and stuff, you know, you get a chance to play a lot of good variety of music, you know, from the oldies to the jazz to, you know, top 40 or the newest stuff out here, you know. And plus, it's a good crowd to be around, and, you know, don't have to worry about getting any kind of balance or anything like that, you know. You can come and go back to live.
Fantastic. In closing, I want to say that this is an opportunity for all to now enjoy a better way of life. I want to give a shout-out to an individual who actually made all this happen. And you have to have someone with visionary aspect of futuristic things to do. The need was to have a place for Third Generation to perform. Webster is an excellent promoter, man about town who get things done. And because of him, he saw the vision. He's a background individual, but he's a front type of guy because the works will be seen on Friday night. We're looking forward to seeing you there. Be There magazine will be streaming live from there. We'll be broadcasting live from the VFW on Friday. We'll see you Friday, 7 to 1. Be there. Thank you.